Blog Talk Radio.
Once a man is glad you smoke like your grandmother.
200 days are down, a desert wind in view. A shot of fireball, one reason turned to screw. A 40 ounce of steel reserver and the ice will brew. I'm so bored, I'm doing nothing, but I got nothing to do. So pour us up the Boilermakers, ask around if there any system. Pour us up the Boilermakers, time to knock them back.
Hey, Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, welcome to the show. QT and Sun Guy here with you. If you're looking for some wrestling today, KDW happening in Jeffersonville, Indiana at the arena. Also later today, NWA Blue Collar Wrestling happening at the North Portland Eagles like usual. And making an appearance there today, Robbie E. of TNA fame. Oh, QT, sounds like it should be a great night there at the North Portland Eagles tonight.
Yes, will you be zooming down I-5 to make this trip? That's what I want to know.
That is the plan.
That's what many fans want to know. Now, will you be fueling your drive with Sanka Coffee, freeze-dried crystals?
No, but I did see Sanka Coffee for sale at a local grocery store within the last week.
Anything's better than that. I-5 rest stops coffee. They seem to be getting worse with every month that passes. Yes.
I see. All right.
Well, yes, they do. Yes. Now, Sun Guy, have you recovered from that vicious attack from Daifula Debashi last night at La Promenina's in Bremerton, Washington? Our fans want to know.
I cannot say I'm fully recovered because I'm still cut up. I look like Abdullah the Butcher's long-lost Caucasian nephew or something.
I'm not sure if he has Caucasian nephews. Yes.
Well, I look like one if he does.
Oh, okay. Now, Sun Guy, there are rumors out there that I did nothing to stop this carnage and stood silently while munching popcorn because Daifula Debashi himself was a major contributor to my campaign finance to get me elected Weather Club president. He was a huge financial backer.
So you're saying he gave you a couple of dollars and he just left me there to die?
Well, it was. Let's put it this way: the Weather Club president has a very prestigious holding or ranking, and maybe how would you say? Well, mostly prestige in the Northwest area. You know, I mean, they're just as prestigious as like some of the weathermen on the Weather Channel. The Weather Club status president is unparalleled. There's a lot of perks, shall we say, to this position. Even Devin Bellinger hopes one day to ascend to the presidency. I have, with maybe some of the help of Daifula Debashi's campaign finances. Yes.
Is Debashi even formally a member of the Weather Club?
Well, he should be, yes.
But is he?
Well, there are rumors that there's a petition circulating to get him into the Weather Club. Yes, along with T-Rex.
You're saying T-Rex also has a petition, or T-Rex is trying to get into the Weather Club?
Oh, both. He's trying to get into the Weather Club by petition.
I see. All right, and he's also petitioning to get Debashi in there, is what you're saying.
Well, I'm not sure about the relationship or if it's a smooth one between T-Rex and Debashi. Can you yourself comment on the relationship that T-Rex has had with the Boshig at Blue Collar Wrestling. It's been slightly rocky, hasn't it?
I don't know that he has a relationship with Rocky Classic, but T-Rex did used to referee some of Debashi's matches at NWA Blue Collar.
Oh, okay. All right. And how did that go? Did Debashi ever raise the specter that his three counts were kind of slow, T-Rex's three counts?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, QT, some people might say this is mostly your fault, though, because you angered Debashi when he was here on the 25th of December, 2016. He got very angry. I tried to smooth things over a bit. He got very angry at that, and he viciously assaulted me with a beer bottle. It wasn't even Coors Light.
Now, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners exactly what questions I asked Debashi that made him so angry?
Well, I don't think he was happy with the haunted graveyard thing.
Oh, you mean the Gettysburg Battlefield?
Yeah. I think that threw him so far into the depths of confusion that he took it out on me, and I offered him a taco. He loves tacos.
You mean
I can't help it if I forgot he doesn't eat pork.
Oh, I thought you had offered him a chocolate taco, some of those frozen treats that you see, you know, in the ice cream section. Wasn't it a charcoal taco?
No, it was an actual taco that was cooked. But, you know, I forgot. I'll admit that. I confess to the crowd it might have been pork.
Well,
and he assaulted me with a beer bottle. I didn't even know Debashi liked beer.
I don't know if it was so much of an, let's say, a forgetfulness. I think, you know, I think you were wired with a secret wire last night, Sangai, and someone informed you that 2 minutes into this peace offering that you knew it was pork.
Well, he heard because I said it on the microphone. He's not totally deaf, just partially. But luckily, since you didn't do a single thing to help me when I was gushing blood and wearing the proverbial mask, Bambi Hall came out to help a fellow Canadian. Luckily, Bambi Hall was there to lend assistance because you just sat there. You just sat there, did nothing, not a single thing.
That brings up the question, Sangai. Is Bambi Hall from the Toronto area or the Vancouver, B.C. area?
The Vancouver, B.C. area.
Okay. Has she ever tag teamed with Casey Spinelli?
It's possible they did a reality television show together.
Whoa! Now, what was the name of this reality television show?
World of Hurt 2?
I don't know. But, what was that?
World of Hurt 2?
Oh, World of Hurt 2, okay. I thought for a minute there you said Wallaby Joe 2. Yes.
No, it was World of Hurt 2. And did you hear what Debashi actually said to us as I laid there bleeding, hoping QT would jump over the top rope and come to my aid, while he viciously grabbed poor Bambi Hall by the wrist? Did you hear what he said?
Was it, "I am not a terrorist, I'm just a terror in the ring"?
No.
I said that without the slightest hesitation.
You didn't? It was wrong.
Oh, okay. I think he said, "You don't hit a man. Men are fragile." I think that's what he said. Yes.
Yeah, but before that, did you hear what he said?
Yes, I believe he said, "Bambi, you see what I did with this beer bottle? That's what I'm going to do to Paul Moonshine when I take his liquor jug, our moonshine jug, away from him and bash him in the forehead. Bissallah!" That's what he said. Yes.
Nope. That's also incorrect.
Damn. Okay. What did he say? Yes.
He pointed at me and he said, "He's in a world of hurt." And then he pointed directly at Bambi Hall and said, "And you're in a world of hurt too."
I see. Now, Sun Guy,
did you get the connection,
time,
the reference? He was trying to be ironic.
Oh, I don't know if it was ironic. I think at that point in time, he was squeezing Bambi's wrist very hard. And in doing so, he wanted her to flashback, have her flashback at being handcuffed by police handcuffs. Yes.
How do you know she was ever in police handcuffs? Where have you gone that you saw this?
Oh, she's been marching in political protests in Vancouver, British Columbia. She's a very, very political agitator, from what I hear. Yes.
I was not aware of this.
Oh, yes. Yes, and that many, many marches and many causes. Yes. Everything from Save the Whales to transgender robot rights. Bambi has marched. Yes.
Very interesting.
She's even flipped the bird to several police officers there in Canada.
Wow. And I didn't think they did that sort of thing in Canada.
Oh, yes. And the police officers will go, "What the heck, eh?" Oh, it's true. It's true. Yes. Bambi's given them the finger. Yes. And then she's been hauled into the Vancouver police precincts, and she's been seated down at a table under a white-hot spotlight, and the Mounties will ask her, "What are you doing here in Canada?" And Bambi has been known to come back at the police officers and say, "What are you doing in Canada?" And it gets the police officers stumped. They have no. She's very sharp mentally, very high IQ.
Wow. I noticed Matic Static, also from Canada, did nothing to come to my aid. Luckily, Bambi Hall stopped protesting long enough to come to Bremerton, Washington, where she assisted me while you just sat there, just writing in your notebook.
Well, you know, Sun Guy, I must take very detailed notes at all these events. I don't think there has ever been an event that I haven't had my trusty notebook with me. Yes. As you know, IQT votes have been added several times in the head over various events over the years. Yes. You know, amnesia is starting to seep in. Amnesia. Yes.
I see. Now, you could have at least jabbed Debashi with a pencil.
Oh, I've done that before. But that's been outside the ring. Yes.
I see. Yes. Now, hopefully, this isn't going to get him ranked in your top 9 and 7, 8, because that would be rewarding very inappropriate behavior.
I got to tell you, some guy, last week's Northwest rankings, well, actually, it's not last week. It was Thursday or Friday. You know, already causing controversy. Several wrestlers have commented on it. I know that Randy Zeller has just posted on Facebook that he was shocked and saddened not to be ranked. Yes.
Well, I would say so. I have seen the controversy. Now, QT, can we confirm you will be headed to Portland today to hand Aries Toretto his fruit pie for being the number one ranked wrestler, and to possibly apologize for implying he would have stolen Cher's 1980s leg warmers?
I will offer Aries Toretto a handwritten apology for Cher's hand warmers. Yes. Will you yourself be stopping off at mile marker 123? To receive said fruit pie.
That is not the current plan. Are you saying Aries Toretto might have to wait a week?
Yes, he will probably have to wait another week. Yes.
If he busts a beer bottle on me, I'm going to be very upset with you.
I will be upset that I will have missed this two beer bottles in a row. Yes. That's never happened in the history of the Northwest, as far as I know.
As far as I know as well. I hope it's not a fad. I hope it doesn't become the thing that sports entertainers in this area just love to do now.
Yes, I was going to ask that to Tommy Swanson today, owner of Cascade Championship Wrestling.
Well, apparently he is having a family emergency. He's not going to make it in today. We wish him and his family well, but we will reschedule Tommy Swanson for a later date. But speaking of promoters, lots of promotions running this week. There is a lot going on. QT, you were at Pablo Nita's on Saturday. Did you make it there Friday night at all?
I did not. No, I couldn't make it. Yes, sadly. And I heard the action was pretty good. Yes. Could not make that, sign guy. Yes. I was very exhausted from working that day. Yes.
Well, I was at Port Orchard for the relaunch of PWF. That was a very successful show. Packed building. You missed Kellen Wraith.
Now, how did he do in action? Who was he up against?
He was managing Bruiser Joe, who was awarded the decision by disqualification in a reverse decision. And then he got into a match with Paul Preston, in which he won said match. But then that morphed into a tag team match where he and Bruiser Joe lost to Randy Taylor and Paul Preston. Kellen also was the winner of the Battle Royal to open the show, eliminating last the aforementioned Paul Preston.
Will you be able to send me some of those results so I can analyze them and then compare them to what I saw last night for an expanded Northwest Wrestle Rankings? This may go up to 10 1/8 this coming week. 10 1/8.
Wow. That's not even close to all the shows happening, QT. Also on Friday, 3-2-1 Battle ran in Seattle. Last night, NWWA ran in Portland, Oregon. CPW ran in Seattle, Washington. Northwest Pro Wrestling ran in nearby to where we were, Vaughan, Washington. And ECCW ran in New Westminster, British Columbia. So there was a metric crap ton of wrestling shows.
Do you know of any other results from Northwest Pro Wrestling, Sangai?
I do not. I have not gotten the results yet because I was busy bandaging my head because someone didn't stop a Yemenian maniac from smashing a beer bottle, which wasn't even Coors Light, into my head. I was gushing blood. Did you see how much blood I lost? A normal man would have died.
It did look like the world's biggest mosquito did bite you, sign guy. Yes. The biggest mosquito.
Felt like Tommy Rich in 1981.
Tommy Wildfire Rich?
Yeah. Yeah, he used to...
Oh, okay.
You look at him wrong, and he would be busted open with the crimson mask.
Wow, look at him wrong. I hope that he... Well, oh, boy, that's... I would never want to run into Tommy Wildfire Rich in a dark alley. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
I've never run into him there. I've run into him a lot of times over the years. I've wrestled Tommy Rich, in fact. Never in a dark alley.
Hey, Randy Zellers was at Northwest Pro Wrestling last night.
Well, he was the Northwest Pro Champion as of last night.
I guess he went up against Nutso. That's what it says here.
Well, I believe it. Did he retain his title?
Boy, I am frantically looking on that website right now. Let me see. Doesn't have any results. This is terrible. Ooh, that's a nice Key Peninsula Civic Center. That looks like a nice building, yes. Boy, they even have an annual crab feed January 28th at the Key Peninsula Civic Center. I don't think
we'll
this
be going
crab
to this crab feed.
Wow, it's been a long time since I've had some crab. What is January? Let me see now. 28th. That is next Saturday, I believe, right? Let me see now. 28th,
yeah.
23, 24, 25, 26. 28. Oh, next Saturday. Okay. Wow, that does sound like a pretty nice event. I bet. Yes. Wow, that's annual graphic. Maybe I should send you this. Oh, there we go. Oh, this annual crab feed sign guy has its own Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is huge. I'd have to pay the bridge toll, but when can you give good? Oh, here we go. I am now inviting you to the crab feed, plus Devin Bellinger. Devin Bellinger has been invited, and Martin Cobble. Martin Cobble. Gobble, gobble.
If he gets there, people will say, oh, we must be having turkey soup to go with this crab, because every time he walks by, he'll say, cobble, cobble, cobble.
Well, all right, turkey soup. I get the justification there. Yes. Okay.
Hopefully he doesn't get shot by hunters.
Shot by hunters? Uh-oh.
Some people turkey hunt.
Well, sign guy. Now, is that in reference to the Bugs Bunny cartoon when he goes out hunting and he shoots Daffy Duck and Daffy Duck gets irate and goes, did he shoot me again? I love the smell of cordite and burnt feathers. Yes. Well, that's one of my most seminal Bugs Bunny moments when he shoots Daffy Duck. No, wait a second. It was Elmer Fudd. Elmer Fudd. Yes. And Daffy says, please shoot me again. I love the smell of burnt feathers. And poor Elmer Fudd just sits there befuddled. Yes. It was kind of like that look. Elmer Fudd had that look on his face like when the whole of Dabashi hit you with that beer bottle and your knees started to buckle, but you remained upright. It seemed like you were in slight la-la land, slightly confused at what just happened and what hit me. Yes.
Well, it was a little confusing. You don't see many Yemenian guys carrying around a beer bottle, which wasn't even Coors Light, and smashing them into people's heads. Who does that?
I would much have rathered he hit you with an aluminum can, sign guy. Although, those aluminum cans can have very sharp edges. So it's sort of a moot point. Although, an aluminum can would have crushed against your head much better. Yes. That's what I'm getting at. Unless Guy Full of Dabashi poured out the beer and replaced it with concrete. Ooh, that would have been terrible. Yes.
It really would have. It really would have.
Now, son guy, I realize that sometimes the actions of Full of Dabashi, he's probably going to get a hefty fine thrown against him. A hefty fine.
I would hope so. I hope that new owner, Christian Cross, finds him a whole lot of money.
Well, Christian Cross did a very good job on the microphone last night, didn't he? Yes.
I can't say no because he owns the place. He'd probably fire me.
That's true. Now, did Christian Cross pay you a per diem of 3 cents a mile to travel to La Problemitas last night? Can you confirm that Christian Cross? Oh, he did? Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, okay. Wow, that's pretty good. Have we ever had Christian Cross on the Turnbuckle Turmoil show?
Not as of yet.
Well, that's top priority. Top priority. It would be very good. Very good to have, yes. Okay. Maybe we could schedule him for March?
Possibly.
Oh, okay. Well, Sunday, some mighty young-looking referees took part in the refereeing last night. Yes.
I have socks older than most of them.
Okay, well, I undoubtedly do, yes. I mean, they were about as young as Dominic Hess in Portland Wrestling Uncut. I'd say that one referee, Sean Anderson, was it? That refereed the weapons brought to the ring match was probably only a sophomore in high school.
Are you talking about the hardcore match last night?
Yes. What's his name?
Ian Sutherland.
Oh, Ian Sutherland.
And he is 15 years of age, so you're probably right on the mark.
I gotta tell you, son, guy, Ian might get ranked on his. I saw the work ethic of that young man. When all the matches were over and he helped tear down the ring, he helped carry away those lumber, and then the steel frame. The work ethic of this young man that he put in might get him ranked as high as number 5. Yes.
Well,
I mean,
that seems fair. He did a very good job. That was his third ever show where he's a referee. He refereed for the very first time ever last month in a match involving Franken Hess and Darth Carter. He didn't even get fooled by Darth Carter to throw him off his game.
Wow, that's amazing. His first ever match.
That was his first ever match that he refereed, confirmed.
Oh, okay. Well, I myself was hanging out in the parking lot, hoping to approach this man and say, "Would you like a Turnbuckle Turmoil interview?" However, he was moving so fast with those 2x4s and steel frames that I didn't have an opportunity. Yes.
Did you have an opportunity to give any type of refreshment to any of the sports entertainers after the show?
Yes, I gave Bambi a Dr. Pepper, which was very much appreciated. Yes.
Does she drink Dr. Pepper? Was that confirmed?
That I'm not sure of. If I told her that I had laced it with whiskey, she might have. Yes.
All right.
My giving Bambi Hall that Dr. Pepper soothed the disappointment that I had in seeing you busted open by that beer bottle. Well, not really disappointment. I accepted the fact it was going to slightly happen.
Did you pay Debashi to do that?
No money was transferred. Yes. Any checks that I have written wrestlers bounce a little bit, sign guy. Yes. Tex Thompson has himself been on the end of a bounce check that I have tried to give him. Yes. That's why he casts a very wary eye out in the audience. It's kind of like your money transition with Raven. What took place between me and Tex Thompson? Yes. Or Iron Man.
I see. All right.
Now, speaking of which, son guy, 2 weeks ago, the crowd requested that Iron Man be retired and Tex Thompson returned. What is your view of this shocking transformation that is about to take place in Blue Collar Wrestling, the transformation and retirement of Iron Man?
I don't know if Iron Man ever said he was retired, so we could see him return, but Leon Knight, the new owner-operator of NWA Blue Collar, reinstating Tex Thompson as a wrestler, are you saying you might challenge Tex Thompson now that he's back from retirement?
I think fans would like to see in Tex Thompson's inaugural return and eventual ascent into power. I believe the fans would like a Tex Thompson Darth Carter match. Yes.
I did see Iron Man and Darth Carter in a match. I didn't see it.
Okay.
In the NWA rule book for ladder matches, but I understand from everyone there, Iron Man and Darth Carter have done battle in the ring. It was a tag team match.
I heard they wept at its beauty. Yes.
Yeah.
Wept
Bob Hardy was sobbing like a baby at the brilliance of the match, I understand. Apparently, my understanding is, for a very brief period of time, Darth Carter was one half of the NWA Pacific Northwest Tag Team Champions with Gregor Petrov.
Wow. Holy smokes. Oh, I believe I once saw Darth Carter lose his 24/7 Intercontinental intergender belt to Gregor Petrov backstage, if I'm not mistaken.
When did he ever have that?
I'm not sure. I just think I saw it on film. Yes.
Huh. Maybe you were seeing things.
Well, I wish I had seen a different outcome last night. Yes. That beer bottle, it took a lot of maintenance to sweep up that broken glass and the liquid. Yes.
You didn't even help them sweep up the glass or mop the blood up, anything. You just sat there with that notebook. I could have been bleeding to death.
Well, now promoters have sent the word out to keep QT away from all sharp objects. That's true. That's the number one rule, yes. No sharp objects for QT. Do you notice that when I brought my shot puts to show Buddy Highway for and it was bring your favorite track and field equipment to the ring, it was that week. No one else brought anything, but I did. The shot puts is a blunt object. I was allowed in. Yes. I mean, I went into the door, paid my fee, and what are those? Shot puts. Oh, okay, go ahead. As long as they weren't sharp objects, sign guy. Yes.
I see.
What about that Leland Championship Wrestling, sign guy? I brought a vacuum cleaner once.
Did you really sweep up the competition?
There you go, see? Well, I did try to sweep up the competition, yes. I think I had a sign that said, Aaron Bola will sweep away the competition. I believe that, yes. Once again, not a sharp object. The closest thing that I had brought as a sharp object was a discus. It kind of has an edge to it, yes.
Remember when Kerry Von Erich used to do the discus punch?
Oh, those were huge, yes. The discus punch, yes. Yes, very good. Yes. Well, I'm slightly bummed that Tommy Swanson didn't really show up today. I had some very good questions to ask him. Yes. Very good.
For instance, he will be on. We'll reschedule him. Unfortunate family emergency he had to attend to, so he will be on at a later time. But can you tell us? Because everyone in the Northwest is now buzzing. I don't know why it's become the phenomenon it has become for this particular week, but people are asking me. They're stopping me with blood pouring down my face, with holes in my head that I didn't have previously. Say, where can I find next week's top 9 7/8 wrestler rankings?
They stopped you on the street, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, I don't know. Who could I contact at Blue Collar Wrestling and they could make the decision for me? Is there any wrestler I should contact right now to ask them where I should publish said list? Anyone who can
do that without the slightest hint of hesitation.
Okay, I am now contacting Gregor Petrov. This is huge. This will be the first time this has ever happened. Yes. Okay. I'm clicking. Okay, I got it. Yeah, his Facebook has popped up right now. Oh, boy, that's a very vicious picture. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right, here we go. Let me see. I am now.
Was that
typing.
A big vicious reference?
Yes. Yes, it was. Yes. Okay, here we go. Sign guy, this is history making right here. Here we go. Now, it says write something to Gregor. I am. Okay, here we go. Okay. Dearest Gregor. Dearest Gregor. Okay. Grogger. Okay. No, that ain't right. Okay, here we go. That ain't right.
This is titillating and scintillating.
We are live on the Kokomo. I am now asking you live, where should next week's Northwest wrestler rankings be published? Okay. Do we have permission to publish them on your Facebook page? This is huge. Permission to publish them on your page. Okay. Our listeners await your golden decision. And then, P.S., Sign Guy may have been hit with a beer, B-O-T-T, bottle last night. Signed, budget deficit.
Wow.
And then, P.S.S.S., we are live. Oh, this is okay. Here we go. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, I hope he's on the computer as of this moment. Boy, let me see now. What else has Gregor written? Oh my God, Michelle. I was asked today to draw a picture of what I was thinking of, and this is what it was. This Sunday, Gregor Petrov, I'm not coming for your title. I'm coming for Bob. Oh, that's huge. Very huge. My gosh, that's terrible. And he has a 12-volt car battery attached to Gregor Petrov. It's sick and disgusting. There's no need for that violence.
Oh, my,
I actually got a record response. This is a record turnaround. Let me see what he said. Yeah, okay, whatever. Just shut up.
Uh-huh. So you're saying that you will be publishing the top 9 and 7/8 Northwest wrestler rankings on Wednesday morning at 9:05 a.m. on the Facebook page of Gregor Petrov.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see now. Okay. Let me see now. Okay. We at Turnbuckle Turmoil, this is the first live interaction we have ever had with a wrestler on the show. This is groundbreaking.
What about last week when we interacted with Kane Jaden?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. This is a second. Okay.
Yes.
We're the same episode when we interacted with Buddy Highway.
Really? Did we? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Remember he confirmed that he absolutely did not like beer.
Oh, all right.
Live on the air. So, this adds even more pressure because if you were to leave Gregor Petrov off the list on his own Facebook page, I bet what Debashi did to me wouldn't come close to what Petrov would do to you.
Oh, you got a point there, son guy. Yes. Yes.
Now, what do you think he would do to you?
Oh boy. I don't know. It depends on my policies that I publish as president of the Weather Channel. Yes.
Are you saying Petrov wants to join the Weather Club?
Yes. Okay, we had Turnbuckle Tomorrow Live, and this is the third live interaction. Are you saying we have permission to publish the top 10 and 1/8 on this Facebook page on Wednesday at 11 a.m.? Oh, this okay.
Boy, I can only hope for a top quick response here. Yes. Boy, this show is soaring to new heights. Yes.
I really hope the Tally Babes listening.
That's what I'm hoping. Wait a minute, what was the Tally Babes' reaction last night to your beer bottle incident?
I don't know. I didn't see her if she was there because, you know, I had a severe head injury. I was lacerated. We're in the Crimson Mask. Well, you just sat there looking into your notebook. I could have bled to death. You didn't even scream, hot nurse needed at ringside staff. You didn't even do that.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, now I should have done that. I admit that, yes. Yes. Well, he is typing a contact. Better not be late. I have shock therapy to prepare for. Wow. Okay. Okay, I can say yes. I saw Big B's drawing of a 12-volt car battery. Yes. Okay.
First ever shock therapy match tonight.
Yeah, and Gregor's in that?
Yes, Petrov versus Big V. He seems stunned. QT, are you stunned?
Well, I am kind of stunned that someone would publish art before a match. That, you know, it seems like Big B thinks that he will shock Gregor Petrov into submission. That's what I got out of this drawing. Yes.
All right. I can see that.
Yes.
QT, why didn't you scream out, hot nurse needed ringside staff? Because I really needed one.
Yes, I should have. Well, now I will be aware of this to shout out next time that this happens. And I'm sure there
are
is.
Are you saying there's a next
time,
or are you saying you've already paid off the boss to do this again?
Well, I think the next time this happens in the Northwest, it's going to be to Bob, who was recently found last week, much to the delight and dismay of Big B. Do you remember that fishing pole that Bob was attached to, that Tommy Celsius was casting? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I'd like to also inform, this is you, inform Gregor that I did not even yell for a hot nurse. While Time Guy lay leading, I myself will receive counseling for this. Yes, that's what I'm telling Gregor right now.
All right. Do you think maybe he will pay for the therapy?
Oh, I hope so, yes. I think with Gregor's recommendation, I will be put on Wellbutrin, yes.
I see.
Okay, yes. Oh, he's getting back to me already. Okay, here we go. Boy, this is what all my preparation and note taking is for, Sign Guy. This is a seminal moment. All the hours and agonizing is now paying off. as we are live interacting. Uh-oh. I think he withdrew his comment. It's terrible. He was typing something. Damn.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Come on, Gregor. Don't get shy on us. Oh, Colin Briggs. Like, now, what did Colin Briggs say? He said, oh, I guess he didn't say anything. I guess he just gave us a thumb up.
Well, it's better than a finger up.
Yes. Let me see now. This, I also can't, it was not even Coors Light. I thought it was Jason Amos. Geez, how hard did Diafola crack you? Oh, okay, pretty hard. I was wearing a, okay, Crimson Mask. Yes. Damn. I guess that's what he, oh, he was replying to you. Okay, yes. Okay, good. This is a good, this is a dual reply to both us and to both us by Gregor Petrov. It's huge. Okay, Colin Briggs did give us the thumbs up. Yes, okay.
Not a finger.
I'm shocked there. Okay, look. Well, not too, okay. Let's see. Well, Sangay, how did you like Phantasma Ecky's match last night?
She had a nice match there with Bambi Hall. The fans wanted a rematch. I heard them screaming for that rematch all the way in the back before I was brutally and viciously assaulted by a Yemenian maniac.
Now, at least Phantasma Ecky's, unlike her match with a couple weeks ago, yes, she didn't scream out after she applied a hold that looked very painful. I love you. She didn't say that to Bambi. That was kind of refreshing. Yes.
Were you expecting that she might?
Well, it crossed my mind. Yes.
Were you prepared to scream out that you loved Bambi?
Oh, no, I'm much better at writing that down in a sign guy. Yes. Much better with a written word. That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay.
See, at least Bambi Hall had enough integrity, even though she'd had that hard-fought match, to come back and check on my condition as I lay bleeding in the ring, unlike some people that just looked down in their notebook, didn't even scream, hot nurse needed ringside stat.
Well, maybe Bambi Hall was the hot nurse coming to your aid.
I never considered that you work as a nurse because I didn't see a uniform.
Yes, now sign, not all nurses need white uniforms and a stethoscope and a white hat with a red cross on it. Yes. I think Bambi Hall was your triage nurse.
I never considered it that way, but you might have a point.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Okay. Well, Sangay, I'm desperately wanting Gregor Petrov to respond to my last inquest. Can you tell us who's coming up next Friday on Turnbuckle Turmoil while we await Gregor's reply?
Yes, next week we will have Ballistic Brett Myers on Friday.
Oh, Ballistic Brett Myers. Oh, boy. Why is he called Ballistic? Is he like an ammunition expert? Yes.
I don't know if he is. I believe just because he tends to go a little bit crazy in the ring, maybe.
I see. Has he ever rode the Tokyo Express bullet train?
That is a question for Ballistic Brett Myers next week.
Boy, I look forward to that.
Yes. And then next Friday, the King of Chaos, Logan Black, will be the guest.
You mean next Sunday?
Wait. I take that back. I take that all back. Because we actually just got someone for next Sunday. I accidentally skipped it on my calendar there. But next Sunday, Nikita Brezhnikov.
Whoa! Nikita Brezhnikov. Boy, you're acting a little bit confused there, sign guy. Are you suffering post-traumatic concussion syndrome?
Probably. He hit me really hard with a bottle.
Oh, okay. Now, sign, should I tell Grigor Petrov that Nikki Brezhnikov is coming on next Sunday? Sounds like a Russian name to me.
It really does. He used to manage Nikolai Volkov. Maybe Petrov has come across him sometime.
Well, I don't think it's really Russian. I think it's Ukrainian. Nikki Brezhnikov is Ukrainian. Yes. Oh, okay. I am now going to inform Grigor Petrov that Nikki Brezhnikov is going to be on the air next Sunday. Maybe this will shake Grigor Petrov out of his stupor or noncompliance to my last question. Yes, I've asked two questions and he hasn't replied. Okay, here we go. Yes, this is huge. Okay. Let me see. I believe that Grigor Petrov will be pleased to know that next Sunday's guest is Ukrainian.
You've not confirmed the Ukrainian part.
What's that?
You did not confirm the Ukrainian part. You're making presumptions.
Oh, okay. I mean, yes, I guess I am, yes. Oh, okay. Presumptions, yes. That's kind of like a hopping to conclusion. It's the only exercise I ever get.
Wow.
Boy, I'm sure the tally babe is laughing uproariously at that one.
Are you saying she's listening live in Dubai right now?
Boy, I hope so, yes. Hello, tally babe. Hello, yes. Okay, let me see now. That's a very good. Okay. Pretty hard. I was winning. Okay, Clemson, messing. I never yelled for a hot nurse. Okay, that's been covered. Okay. I am aware of shock therapy. Okay, that's been covered. Okay. Should I send a note to Paul Moonshine?
Yes, informing him that you think Debashi is going to shatter the moonshine jug on top of his skull. He's got enough to worry about with Kevin Brandt.
Oh, okay. Yes, this is huge, yes. Okay. Let's see now. Oh, I can't bring the box up for some reason. This is terrible. Oh, okay. Damn. Okay. I can't do this. Why can't I leave a note for Paul Moonshine? Here we go. Search Facebook. Nope. Boy, my computer's on the Fritz. Okay.
Is that a Fritz von Erich reference?
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't finished my comment. What the? Or maybe even Russian manager Nikita Brezhnikov. Okay, yeah, that's very good. You're still active, sign guy, and you're not showing, at the moment, you aren't showing post-concussive syndrome. Okay, here we go. I'm now bringing up Paul Moonshine. Well, there's Chuck Payne. Okay. Okay, here we go. Yes, Paul Moonshine. Ooh, that's a very nice picture. Whoa, what is this suit that Paul Moonshine is wearing? Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Definitely required. Definitely. Yes. Okay. Here we go. Let me see now. Paul Moonshine. Beware. That's good. B-W-A-L. Beware of a possible attempt by Grigor Petrov to take your moonshine jug, and shatter it on your forehead. See sign guy for details.
Okay, here we go. I just posted.
This is groundbreaking, Sun Guy. Yes. Both a message just sent to Paul Moonshine. I can only hope that he responds as quickly as Gregor Petrov, because it looks like it is 1:56 and we only have 4 more minutes.
That's not very much time.
I consider this to be one of our top 10 episodes right now of 2017. Yes.
I can easily see that.
I encourage all our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans to go on Paul Moonshine's page and look at the photos that he has posted. He sure is a sharp dresser. Look at this. He's wearing some type of blue shirt with a red bow tie. It looks like a tuxedo. And over that, he's wearing a tweed overcoat. Tweed overcoat. Strange. And a boiler hat, a black. Kind of like what they wore in Clockwork Orange. Wasn't aware that Paul Moonshine was a fan of Clockwork Orange and Stanley Kubrick. That's what I'm saying. Where did that boiler hat come from? Oh, okay. Well, there's a picture of Lance Splane. Okay, Lance Splane. Okay, very good. See? Oh, he's up to no good. Donovan Edsel, Hercules Lamont Gaines Jr. What's he doing? He's in a... Where is that? And there's a red couch flying. It looks like in a workout place. That's very strange.
Like a gym?
Okay. Yes. Yes. A gym with a red couch. Boy, okay. Boy, that Paul Moonshine sure gets around. Yes, okay. Let me see now. There's a very nice picture of you and Paul Moonshine. Well, that was a promotion for the Sign Guy Wrestling Show. Okay. All right, very good. There's a picture. Very dapper, Sarge. Okay. Let me see. The picture that you are next to Paul Moonshine with, you're next to a door that has a yellow sign on it. Let me enlarge it. Wait a second. That yellow sign says hot nurse needed. It does. Hot nurse needed. Okay.
Very interesting.
Oh, okay. 200 proof. He has a hat that says 200 proof on it. And see. Okay, 200 proof.
All right, well, QG, I believe we should probably take leave. I've got to get down to Portland and see if I can't count a few pinfalls, check for a few submissions. Hopefully I remember all the numbers after I was brutally assaulted while you just sat there and looked at your book.
Well, sign guy, tell Gregor Petrov that I am now having regrets, and even though I was able to get close to Bambi Hall and give her a soda, tell Gregor Petrov that I am seeking counseling, and I'm coming to the realization that even though money may have been exchanged hands, because Diafula may have paid my way to president of the Weather Club, it isn't worth seeing your friends hurt in the ring. Yes.
All right. I will tell him that. So, fans will see you in Portland. Robbie E. going to be in town. Get out there, support the local indies, and we will talk to you next.